Here at the Senior Bowl, it's not just NFL coaches, scouts, and GMs that are evaluating the talent inside Ladd Peoples Stadium. NFL draft experts also came to Mobile to see whose draft stock is rising as we approach the NFL draft in May.
Well, this is the place to be for the entire National Football League this week. And it's nice that there's no football this weekend because everybody can descend on Mobile for a few days and watch the top seniors. So many guys every year come in as fifth or sixth round picks. They end up as second or third round picks because of what they do here today. They kickstart the process for the next 3 months of how much more money they should be making in terms of where they're drafted. And that's really what this is all about.
Well, it's always fun to see these kids come out here and run around and us get even more familiar with them. You know, some of them we've seen during the year for different reasons. You know, we've watched some tape. And then there's other guys who are just complete mysteries to us as we begin, but some of them open your eyes in a hurry. So it's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, the scouts are here during the week for practices. Most of them will leave Wednesday or Thursday, so they won't stick around for the game. Well, everybody will end up watching the game on tape, but really the week of practice is a big deal. So this is the first chance for these players to get in front of the decision makers. The NFL coaches are out here, the general managers. Most of them are pretty wrapped up with the regular season. Now they're really getting into the draft, so this is their first exposure to these guys. So people always talk about, oh, there's no such thing as draft stock. The games are over. Not true. You can really help yourself with a good week down here.
This is how you replenish your team. This is how you take a good team and try and make them great and get to a Super Bowl. This is how you take a bad team and start to make them competitive again, and all levels in between. And we see how fleeting it can be in the NFL, how tough it is to stay in that spot. But still, did anyone look and think that you could go from 2-14 to the year that they had last year? That just tells you how you know, good drafting, good organization, right head coach, things can jump in a hurry in this league.
If the head coach and the GM aren't tied at the hip, you don't have a chance. And it can't just be fake. It's got to be philosophically commitment. You believe in each other. And I think Andy and John Dorsey are that. I thought the acquisition of Alex Smith to get a quarterback stabilized things. I thought they had a nice draft. I thought they developed talent. And I think Andy did a great job with what they had this year.
I try and stay impartial to all 32 teams, but the relationship I had with the Chiefs in the preseason, I watched very close and was just very proud of everybody, happy to be a tiny little part of it and the role I get to play in August. But I think we all had a feeling that this was a pretty good team. It's disappointing it ended the way it did, but think about how we feel about the Chiefs right now as opposed to a year ago, and it's just going to be fun to watch.
I mean, having a chance to be around Coach Reed for a couple years in Philadelphia, I'd say I'm not totally surprised. I mean, I just think he's a phenomenal football coach. And when you get Alex Smith, get the quarterback situation taken care of, we saw the talent of this team kind of come out. You know, defense is loaded. There's a lot of pieces in place. Offensively, I think going forward, maybe you look to get a little more explosive on the outside, the receiver position. Good news for Chiefs fans, this draft is loaded with wide receivers. Chiefs won too many games, I think, to be involved in the Sammy Watkins sweepstakes, but there's a bunch of them. I mean, you got the two Giants and Mike Evans and Kelvin Benjamin at Florida State, two big guys that can go up and get the football. I mean, I could go on and on and on. There's a lot of depth at the receiver position this year.
The quarterback thing has been interesting to me, and I think I like Taj Boyd again today. I thought Taj Boyd of the three quarterbacks had the best day today in a heavy wind. And Rashid Hageman, who 6'6", 318, he's going to blow up the combine. He's had some off-the-field issues, but he's got first-round talent. The kid who I really like is the little safety, Jimmy Ward. I mean, and he's a hometown kid from Mobile, played at Northern Illinois. I think he's got the ability in today's league to drop down on a slot and play man-to-man, but he's also tough enough. The question is whether he can hold up with a small body durability-wise.
But I really think receiver is a big spot for them. You know, be able to have consistency on the outside to help take some of the pressure off Jamaal Charles in the running game, I think will be big for them.